Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Angels Network with reader Tasha Harris on Greater Good Ministries Radio. Join Tasha every Friday at 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific for an hour of psychic chat, motivational tools for your spiritual toolbox, and inspiration every week. May your angels bless and guide you always. And now, here's Tasha.
Hello, 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 everyone. Blessings to all, and thank you for being here. And thank you, B, for your wonderful support at this new station that I have found my home. Okay? Let's, everyone, take a few deep breaths, please. Get your questions ready in your head, clear, precise, specific questions, please. And let's get started. Caller number starting with 917. Go ahead.
'Cause
what is your question, please?
Well, I'd like to do in regards to relationships, if you see anything coming up for me.
The first thing I saw was three, and then I saw daisies. So whoever this person is must love gardening and flowers and things like that. I saw the number three, first off, which would be 3 months from now is what? February, March, April, May. Okay, so you must be really doing your spiritual homework or he wouldn't be coming in as fast. I want to tell you that he seems kind of like a nerd at first. And then the more you talk to him, you're like, oh, wow, he's pretty cool. Okay, I'll stop assuming things, you know, situation. But he looks to be very nerd-like in the fact, no offense to anyone, that he's got on his little, white shirt, short sleeve, the pencil holder thing in his pocket by day. You know, do you know this person already?
No, but it's like I have a funny picture in my head.
Oh, okay, good. And, you know, he's got the glasses sometimes, but by night, you know, it's kind of like his Superman thing. Then he wears, you know, a nice two-piece suit with his nice shoes. And I see you at, someplace with lots of candles, great ambiance, and he smells really, really good. A lot of computer-type people don't always, I find, wear a lot of cologne and whatnot, but he smells really, really good, which tells me he is in high vibration. He knows what he wants. He might be a teeny bit shy the first 2 weeks, but he does know what he wants. He has a clear understanding of who he is, who he wishes to attract, and that's going to be you in about 3 months.
Oh,
so
wow.
I would offer to you to merely keep your heart and spirit clean, meaning say no sometimes. Say yes if it feels right, but if it doesn't feel right, you just don't want to babysit on Tuesday, say no, okay? Don't always do things just to please other people. That doesn't necessarily help your spirit grow. I see something funny, a funny type situation, like you both been down in the liquor store to pick up a piece of gum on the bottom shelf, and you bump your booties together or something like that, and you look, oh, I'm so sad, you know, that kind of situation in meeting him. So please feel free to respond when those funny little things happen like that, okay?
Okay, so it wouldn't be like meeting him at school or anything like that.
I do not see a school. Right now, all I see is like a little liquor store type of environment. It's brightly lit. It's not anything, you know, dark and dangerous looking. And that's all I see right now, though I do smell books. I smell library type books smell. Which one I read? That's That's half as good. That's half as good. Well, good luck to you.
Oh,
many blessings are headed your way, my dear.
Thank you so much for the reading.
Oh, you are so welcome. Bless you. Have a nice day.
You too. Bye.
Okay, honey. Bye-bye. Okay, and next we have Audrey. Hi, Audrey. Go ahead and ask me your question, dear.
Oh, hi, Tasha. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, dear. I hear you fine. Do you hear me well?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
Okay.
I'm happy for you and your show, and you sound wonderful.
Well, thank you very much.
Congratulations on your
angel. It's wonderful to be here.
On your Angels Network show. That's fabulous. I just wanted to know, how long do you see me doing the job that the new job that I've just accepted right now, which I know is just temporary? I'm just curious how long you see me doing it.
7 months from now. Even though I see 7 months from now, I see other people contacting you still. So you must have put your resume out there a whole bunch. So, again, you know, 7 months from now, but still, the choice is yours. You know, pick
right.
the one that has all the characteristics in it you want, and then give your two-week notice, you know?
Right.
But I don't see you unhappy in any of them.
Right. You mean, so I guess because I want to move out of here, out of Texas, so I'm wondering if I'm going to have an opportunity to move out of here soon, how long it will be before I can
move.
Well,
I see 3 opportunities out of Texas.
Oh, you do? Where are they, Tasha?
Girl, I can't even see. Let me try to visualize an atlas. Let me see if I'm staring at the middle of the atlas. On the California side, what's next to California? Oh, it's Arizona? Are you sure? I see the red dirt. Red dirt's in Arizona, right? Yeah. Okay. And then in the middle, what's in the middle of?
There's New Mexico. There's Arizona and New Mexico right next to it.
Okay, so New Mexico is like dead stab in the middle of the atlas, right?
I don't know if that's really in the middle. It might be Colorado.
Okay, Colorado, because, Utah. Okay, Arizona, Utah, and then what's on the left? Right above Florida.
Oh.
Whatever's right above Florida. I just see the little star right above Florida. Are going to be away from there, but I am not saying that those are the 3 best for you, okay? You're going to like them all, but again, choose which one your heart goes, yes, I want that. It has all the criteria I want, and then go there. That might not be one of the 3 that I see, okay?
Yeah, right.
Okay, so you gotta stay open, but foremost, your heart's desire. Okay, your real heart's desire, and then get that one. So far, it looks like 2 heart's desires.
Well, it won't be with this It will not be with this company, right? It'll be with doing something else.
Correct.
Okay. What do you see me doing?
I see you dancing. I don't know exactly what you're doing, but they're little. I saw a little half cutting hole. So if you stand up, it'll be like almost. At your absolute level, cubicle, and you're having a good time. It looks like you got your toys all lined up there, you know, your little wind-up toys and stuff, and then you're some big cup with a big straw in it, but it's like a monster-sized cup that somebody gave you like a gag gift or something, and then you're outside. It looks like you go outside for lunch or something because there's plants or something. Big, huge glass open door.
Uh-huh.
I mean, door that you have to go through to get to. There's a cute little, you know, table, bench, patio type furniture out there that you go to have your lunch, dinner, whatever. But actually, what you do, I cannot see what you're doing. I just see half of a cubby hole and your toys, 5 or 10 little toys you have set up to occupy your mental break, as it were.
So there's some toys, like office toys or something?
Yeah, you know, the little toys that you get with your McDonald's meal or something, like a wind-up little rabbit.
Yeah, little trinkets. Uh-huh.
Yeah, little trinkets. Thank you. And you look very happy.
I'm very happy with it, huh?
Yes, tinkering around with the keyboard, and you play with a toy, and then a neighbor comes over, hey, how you doing? Let's go, you know, get something to eat, and then we'll come back up here on the patio for lunch. Okay.
But you don't know what type of work it is. Is that too?
I do not know.
You don't know exactly. That's kind of hard sometimes to see.
Yeah.
But that's going to be in 7 months or before 7 months?
Within 7 months, because you have the option to choose, right, these three jobs outside or wait for the one that might be closer, I'm thinking, to you. But it is in Texas. But you have choice.
Oh, I'll have some choice.
You have choice.
Right, because I don't want to be doing this forever, and I don't want to be living here in Texas much longer.
Well, you're going to have a whole lot of options. Off the top of my eyes, I see 27, including those three outside of Texas.
27 okay. Options?
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
That's
you are
amazing.
In high favor of the universe, and the universe is giving you options.
Well,
okay?
I'm going to take up the. I'm gonna say yes to the universe on those options.
That's right.
I'm going to say thank you, universe,
for
being me.
Good.
Because then I'll have to pick what works best for me, right, for the best lifestyle.
Yes.
And the joy and the passion. Not just the money, right?
No, just money alone, really. I don't see making anybody happy all their life.
No.
Something you don't cost anything and they're free and make you smile or feel good about yourself.
Exactly.
You
know? That's what I got to work on attracting to me now. So it sounds like it's going to happen, so that's good news. Okay,
cancel. You will have all that is yours in happiness by divine right.
Okay, I will have it all by divine right.
That's right. That's right. Exactly what your heart desires.
What my heart desires.
Yes. Okay?
Okay. Thank you, Tasha. I'm going to...
You are so welcome.
Can you keep me on the line to listen in to everyone?
Oh, certainly. Certainly, my dear. Hang on.
Thank you. Lots of love.
You're welcome.
Have fun.
Okay, Susan. Are you ready, Susan?
Yes, hi, I am.
Hi, Susan.
Hi, my name is Suzanne, and I want to see when you see a relationship for me, like the first person who called.
A little teeny bit longer.
Like how long?
That's good. It's all good. We all have to learn to love ourselves before we let others love us. Because I see little stumbles in the road, little bumps in the road, okay? Not big bumps, just little tiny pebbles on this dirt road where I see the fork, okay? And the right fork has got some pebbles in it. Left fork doesn't have any pebbles in it. It's got a big rock down the road, so it depends on what you choose to have, okay? Now, Spirit would like for you to love yourself a little bit more sometimes, Suzanne, by, you know, simple things, drinking more water, doing things to please yourself in life more, not always saying yes if you don't want to, you know, babysit or watch the dog or house sit or, you know, work late, you know. Sometimes it's good to say no. You know?
I'm going on dates. When do you see me meeting the right person? I'm going on dates, getting out there. I am.
This time next year, January 14.
I'm not going to meet them until a year from now?
Yes.
Wow, that's a long time.
Not really. Look at all the years you've already lived. They flew by, some of them. This is fly by too. distance well, 11 years
old. And I'm not going to date or date anybody till January?
No, no, that's not what they said. You're not going to meet your divinely right one. Oh, there's three you have a choice of. Sorry. I see three men knocking at your door, ringing your doorbell.
When?
And it's time next year.
I'm going to have to, I have to wait three in January?
Of next year, yes. So, of course, you've got the tall, medium, and what you consider short. I don't know what you consider short. He appears to be about 5'10". The tall one, oh gosh, he is just so adorable. He's got curly brown hair. He has some type of a, I see tubes and stuff, like in science class. Something with two science-like. He's growing things in those little petri dishes and stuff. He is just adorable. The middle one,
I think. Do you think, or age range?
I'm sorry?
How old is he about?
He feels to be about 42, 45.
Okay, and then there's a medium one?
The medium one, who I think's name is Mark. I see a mark over his head. He is a hoot. He's a comedian. He likes gardening. But when he's on stage, he is just a hoot. He is just so funny. You know, he's just a...
And he is the same age, 40 to 45?
No, he's about 6 foot tall.
No, but I mean, he's 42 to 45 years old, him too?
No, he feels a little bit younger. He feels like 38 to 42-ish. Because his vibration is so funny and childlike and everything fascinates him.
And what about the short one?
So, if I can just continue about him first. Got to get
out.
He's very, very childlike. A lot of women consider him to be a child because they don't take him seriously. But he has a pure heart. He smells just like baby powder, okay? He's got a pure heart. And when he loves, it's like that old-fashioned king and queen kind of love to where she is everything and, you know, and he hears you. He listens to you. He takes your advice and he works on it. He acts on it, okay? Now, the shorter of the three, he has a D name of some sort. He wears brown pants and lots of different colored type of top shirts. He feels sort of, for lack of a better word, cynical, like the first one. But again, after work, this last one and the tall one are very, very comical, whimsical people. When they're at work, they are driven. They're like, I don't know, scientists, you know, and they got that one-track mind, and you cannot make them think anything other than what they're thinking at the time when they're at work. At play, after five, they're, he's not, what do you call that when you climb up a mountain and skiing in the snow, that with that one board thing, and he's very chatty, and he's warm and polite, and he opens doors, well, all three open doors and pay the bills, you know. They're very gentleman-like, and I tell you, they're totally different people off work, but you're going to love and adore all of them, so you are going to have great choices.
What about the people I'm like going on dates now? I had a date yesterday, and he wants to go on a second date, and I'm supposed to meet somebody else.
They're all going to be great dates.
But they're just
going to...
I'm talking about now. I'm going on dates.
I understood that.
Oh, okay.
So, at going on these dates is like taking a stepping stone, a step to better. So have these men, keep them in your life as friends. They're going to all make good friends for you to help you get to be one. Okay? Now, it's your choice. Again, we are all driven by free will. And you say, okay, well, I like you. Let's just see each other, you know, one-on-one, you know, for a year or however you want to do it. It's your choice. However, Spirit shows me three good men that are coming next January.
Okay. Do you see marriage or living together or anything with any of them?
Oh, yeah. Whichever three you pick, you can marry them, live happily ever after.
They're all going to be younger than me? Oh, my God. They're all younger than me. What? No, I said they're all going to be younger than me? Whoa, that's good, I guess.
You will never be bored. You'll never want for something to do. You know?
And, oh, all right. So, and my job, do you see me getting a teacher aide job?
Yeah, there's a school. It feels like it's almost right around the corner from you. Though, what I see is you with youngsters, like teenagers, even though I have the feeling that's not your category of teaching.
Well, I'm a teacher aide sub and lunch monitor sub, and then I'm on a bus monitor, so I have two different jobs doing three different things. But I applied for a teacher aide job for one school, and then I'm subbing in another one as a lunch monitor. I hope to get in there. Which one, I mean, is it soon?
The one that's right around the corner from your house that you're not going to exactly like is, yeah. I see that happening like next month. I'm 32 days from now.
Yeah, it was an opening, I think. It was like for middle school, 13, 14-year-olds.
Yeah, okay, that. If that's right around the corner from you, that one.
It is.
And you're going to be happy there, but there's going to also be something later that's going to open up, and you're going to be happier with that pay. And
when am I
going to
get the interview then? I applied last week.
Okay. It's 2 weeks, not for 2 weeks. But
wow.
Within that 32-day time, you're going to get the job.
Okay. Oh, wow. And the person that I liked for a year, he's just going to be a friend, you think? He's cute, but...
it's free will. He would make you a good husband, yes. But there's some little secret there that he's hiding.
Uh-oh,
yeah,
like
that's
what?
That's not going to come out... That's not, I don't know. That's not going to come out for a while. And when you find out about it, you're going to be like, whew, glad I didn't pick him, you know. I mean,
well, we're
not
really in a relationship. We've just known each other for a year. But he's younger, so I don't think he wants to date me. Is that it? He's going to date someone else?
Well, if he's supposed to be just only seeing you now, I don't see that. He's dating somebody. He's talking to some other girl. Please.
Well, then I guess I shouldn't see him anymore.
Well, I can't say no to that. I cannot honestly say no to that. The person, I don't hear their conversation. It could be his cousin. I don't know. I just see the phone held up, and they're talking.
Do you think he likes me at all?
Yes, he likes you. Again, you could marry this man if you want to, but there's going to be some little, I'm not saying skeleton, but there's a spider in that closet somewhere, you know? And it's up to you how much you're willing to take to get
over. Well, he doesn't
want to
marry me or anything.
So, it's all totally up to you. He is a very nice man. Yes, he is. He had a bump, like we all humans do.
I think he just wants someone younger, though, maybe.
If you're willing to...
No, he does.
He
does. He does.
Okay. Anything else?
Yeah, real quick. My son lives with my ex because he fought me and fought me and fought me. He'll be 12 this year, but I haven't my gut that he's going to come back one day. Do you see that? And if so, when?
It's dark. It's a long time, years.
Like 2 years?
Five years.
He's going to be 17.
Halloween stuff. So I don't know how Halloween relates to the situation, but it's dark and a long time from now. So much emotionally, mentally, spiritually has gone on. It's just like this person is just drained. I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go. I don't know who to talk to. So I'm just going to sit here and be still. And
yeah,
be
you're
still.
Right. But I think it belongs with me.
Well, we all will pray that the best thing happens for everyone. God bless you.
Thank you so much. I wrote this down. Thank you.
You are so welcome. And it's
bye-bye.
Also recorded. You can listen again later, dear.
Okay, and what's the name of it then, so I can listen to it later?
Yes, it is The Angels show. Let me try to find it for you if I can.
Right. Have you been pretty accurate? It's the first time.
I've been pretty accurate. I've been pretty accurate for about 35 years now, yes.
Okay, the Angel Show. All right, I'll just write it down again so then later on I can listen to it.
You should be able just to Google that.
The Angel...
The Angel Network on GGM Radio.
GGM. Okay, thank you. Thank
That's
you so much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome, dear. Bye-bye. Okay, boys and girls, it's almost time for our initial break. Where am I at? Oh, thank you. Okay, so who's next? Melvin is next. Melvin? Hang on,
yeah.
Sorry. Oh, here you are. Thank you. Hey, Melvin.
Hi.
How are you, dear?
Pretty good, I guess. Just have a couple of questions to ask you. To see what's first. I just wanted to ask you about a job that I'm going to apply for. It's a coaching job. The head coach, he resigned, but I'm not applying for the head coach position. I'm applying for a coach's assistant and also a paraprofessional job. But I recently now work at a hospital here in Georgia, a mental hospital, and I wanted to ask you, do you see any a raise for me because I applied for a lead position there in those two areas?
Okay, dear, you have filled out applications elsewhere for other things you would also like to do in life, yes?
Yes, I really love
okay.
football. I love coaching. I love kids. And I love, you know, I'm trying to finish up my degree because I'm like 8 classes short. So that's really holding me back. But I want to be able to get back on the football field this coming season in August.
Well, first, I see you out in the grass, in the air, running around. I see that first and foremost, okay, happening for you. In 3 months' time, March, April, May. In May, you know, it's when the flowers start blooming, right? April starts blooming flowers. But in May, they're full bloom. And I see the flowers, the full bloom, that are on this property somewhere. It looks to be a huge property, also the football playing field. And it
mm-hmm.
smells good and it feels good. It appears to be some field that's, I'm going up the mountain. Not all the way to the top of the mountain, but I'm going up the mountain about 20 miles or so. Do you know this place, yes or no?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Well, you will. Wherever this place is, it's very close to you. I don't see you driving far from home to get to work. And now I see all the footballs, basketballs, volleyballs, you know, pouring out the bags into this green surface. So please try to find something like that. And yes, you will be offered some small raise. It is not what your heart desires, because I see you going, well, I was hoping for more kind of thing, you know. But you will be happy. We're even outside of the raise job, your coaching stuff, you're going to be so happy there. And they are one of those people that you gave application to. If you can remember or go look for somebody's name that started with an H, a Harry, a Harold, look for that person and contact them again, okay?
Okay. Which application? For the coaching position?
Yes.
Okay, because I know it's going to be the superintendent. Her first name starts with an S, and the principal, his first name starts with a T.
Okay, again, so when you go back through all the people that you've given resumes to, the one with the H, call them first. Then you can call everybody else back.
Okay.
There's one there, or else I wouldn't see it, I promise.
Man, that's my life. That's what I love to do. And, well, the school that I'm applying for is in my own town. I used to coach there, you know, in 2006, and I want to go back. I don't want to leave town. I want this the job I applied for.
Yeah, no, I don't see you leaving town. As most I see you driving as far as 20 miles up the hill to wherever this school or organization, agency, somebody has a huge team already that is like on the movies you always see, the team is losing and then you come on and then they win every game. Yeah,
right.
It's that situation.
Maybe a football camp that I'm going to, because we go to football camp.
I don't know what a football camp looks like, but I do see the huge, I mean, it's bigger than your average high school playground, whatever type area, whatever you call it. I'm sorry, I don't know. But the green is really huge is what I'm trying to say. So it's like four times the average football field.
Oh, that sounds like the University of Georgia.
Yeah, so I'm saying it's either going to be a university or some huge agency that has its own paid-for programming, you know, sports thing. Something big like that, and they're going to pay you exactly what you want.
Okay. When is it supposed to take place?
3 months.
From this day?
Yes.
Wow. And on my job at the hospital, will I get this lead job that I applied for?
I do not see you getting a lead position. I see you getting a small raise. You know, they're going to change your, they're going to give you a raise and change your title to something, you know, swift and neat. But I do not see you getting the position you desire. And I'm willing to be wrong, but I got to just tell you the truth. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, ma'am. But they're going to have, must be another job opening they want me to take with my coaching abilities. Yeah.
Right, exactly. But it is not the one your heart desires, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
but it'll be a little bit more money for you, though.
Yeah, and another thing I wanted to ask you, I had a friend that was staying with me about almost 2.5, close to 3 months, and I've been trying to call her and text her, and she won't answer. Could you tell me what's going on with her?
I cannot tell you another person's business, sir, but I can tell you she has been in the hospital a couple of times. Nothing like, you know, a stroke, nothing like that.
Uh-huh.
Something little like infection, you know, high blood pressure. There was some swelling on her feet, and that's about all I can tell you. But she is home. She is thinking of you, but it seems like something happened, a little beef between you two, and she's just trying to get over her pride and just answer the phone or call you. But, yeah, she's there. She's alive. She's doing well. Keep calling. She's going to give in someday. She's stubborn.
Yeah, that's why I was going to ask you. Do you see us talking on the phone or her moving back in?
I don't see any moving. I do see a lot of talking, though. So, of course, everything starts with talking and gaining the foundation again, you know. So please keep trying to call her, and I'm going to pray that she stop being stubborn and call you.
Man, okay. Well, is this young lady that, you know, we could possibly, you know, marry, when we could get married, or she's not the one for me?
No, actually, I see you two having been friends since you were like 4 years old or something, so you're very well connected. The only thing that might have a little, you know, pebbles in the road is both of you are stubborn. You need to let that go. And then you can live happily ever after. Because Lord knows, right now, I'm seeing you two. It's like nobody knows you two better than you two know each other.
Jeez.
Really.
Well,
really.
Yeah. I mean, but I just been knowing her through college. And for about 4 years, not 4 years.
Well, I don't know nothing about that, because your spirit and her spirit seems like you knew each other forever, really.
Okay. Which is there a time frame she's finally going to pick up the phone? Ma'am?
No, I honestly do not see one. That's why I am saying I'm going to pray that she calls, or at least when you keep calling her, at least that she picks up the phone.
Okay. Is she in the same hometown now, with where I'm at right now? Because she had left
is tumbleweeds. So wherever she's been at the longest of her life, that's where she is now.
Okay.
So to answer you, yes, I believe she is still very close to you and the house she's been in for all these years.
Okay. Now, I went ahead and sent my taxes off, and the guy told me that I will be getting $2,600. Do you see that?
I do not see that. I see a little bit more. The first figure that popped into my head was $3,500. That's what I saw for you first, before you got the question out your mouth. So I don't know if they made a mistake. I don't see it going back and forth. The first thing I saw was a check for $3,500 and 12 cents. That just is a
surprise. Man.
So I don't know if between the total of both being that, but I did see one check for $3,500 and 12 cents. So your answer is yes. You're going to get at least what you asked me for. Okay.
Yeah. It was like $2,600 and something that he told me. But you're saying it's going to be
a little bit more.
And actually, the other day I thought of that. I said, you know what? I believe I'm going to be blessed with extra with my taxes because they've been taken out. That's why I asked, and I don't know why they've been taking it out. How soon before I get it?
Not till next month. Yours is going to come kind of fast. The middle of next month, it looks like.
Next month? Because I went by there today. He told me to check with him on Monday. I think he told me it's not like but 10 days. So it's a possibility to be there next.
That would be better. But I'm thinking because of the more money, he's going to find something and find something and find something. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm willing to be wrong, but I don't see until like the 15th of next month.
Okay. That's fine with me. As long as it's more, I can ground it out.
Okay, thank you. God bless you, honey. I love you.
I love you too. Thank you. God bless.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Cultivate your spirituality with visionary practices of a higher nature in your own home and at your own pace. Empower You Metaphysical Academy. Yusui Reiki, Amadeus Shamanic Healing, Karuna Reiki, Celtic Reiki, and many more energy attunements and modalities available. Learn in the privacy of your own home. Attunements and energy activations offered via telephone with downloadable certifications. Very affordable, very accessible, and very interesting. Go to empoweruacademy.org. That's empoweruacademy.org.
Hey, over here, behind the fence.
Huh? You? The bike?
Yeah, the bike. Here in the grass where the kids left me a while ago. Could you get the dust off my seat and remind the kids how fun I still am?
Okay. Oh, you are dusty.
I may need my spokes tightened too. Let's go.
As Native American parents and caregivers, our encouragement to healthy lifestyles for our kids is helping them get outside and play. Get ideas. Get involved. Get going at letsmove.gov/Indian Country. Brought to you by USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Angels Network with Tasha Harris on Greater Good Ministries Radio. And now, back to the program.
And now, 618, it is time for you to ask your question. Go ahead, dear.
Hi. Hi, Sasha. I was wondering what you see in the way of a relationship, companionship for me.
Well, as soon as you asked that, I saw a man sitting on your couch. Well, both of you were sitting on a couch talking already. You know, just about normal stuff, planting flowers and, you know, favorite new restaurants, that type of thing. But I see this gentleman sitting next to you. He is wearing a wedding ring, so I am feeling he is widowed, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He makes very good company for you. You seem to have a lot in common. I get the feeling he was in a war, one of the wars we had, and he tends to talk about that a lot. And he talks about cooking a lot. I smell peanut butter cookies. So if you happen to have a friend now that loves peanut butter cookies, that would be a good start for you.
No.
No? Okay. I step back further. It feels almost, I want to say, like a community center type environment. You know the people, but you don't know them, you know, deep, in a deep conversation. You wouldn't, like, feel comfortable, let's say, for an example, burping in front of them without going, excuse me, you know. But I see men, as well as women, around you now that would make good companionship for you. The first name that pops into your vibration is a Charles. Do you know a Charles right now?
No, I don't.
Okay, that could be a good thing. Okay, so we're going to ask the university to send Charles to us right now, knowing that he is of sound heart, sound mind, you know, good health, good vibration, and will make 618 a good companion. Moving on, I see you, what are you doing? That, what is it called, the game, and you have the stick and you push the thing forward? I can't think of the name. It's one of those games that you play, like, on,
I play on the computer.
It's like one of those outside games you play with a stick, and you push the thing with the stick, like you see on the Love Boat or something.
Shuffleboard.
Okay. Oh, shuffleboard. Thank you. I see you within there. You're sitting on the seat at the chair next to them, and you're watching these three or four people play this shuffleboard thing. And so this Charles guy comes up and asks you, "So, you want to play? Are you? He's so funny. He's like, you want to give it a huff, or you want to give it a shot? Something funny he says to you, and you're like, no, it's okay. But I want you to say yes." Okay? Every time a handsome man walks by and asks you if you want to stick a gum, just say yes. Isn't that open the door? As it were. That's going to open the door.
My nephew's always asking me if I want to stick a gum.
Oh.
That's why I'm laughing.
Maybe if you say yes, then the man will come.
My nephew lives with me. Yeah.
Just simple little things like that that's going to grow and build and grow and build and grow and build to something you didn't even know about, okay?
Yeah, so it's not anyone from the past.
I do not see anyone knocking on your door from, otherwise it would be like in black and white in my head, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you guys, what do you think? I don't know. According to my spirit guide, this Charles guy is from your past. He's around you somewhere. You've seen him once or twice. You've seen him. And you go, and then you think another thought, and then you forget all about it, kind of thing, you know? Could that be? That kind of looks like, you know, that kind of thing.
Okay.
But just keep saying yes. And you know, I know you're kind of shy. Being shy ain't going to get you no man, okay? We're going to look at their face. And we're going to say hello, okay? That's your homework. That's your homework this week. Say hello. and in that's going to change the whole vibration between you both, you see? And then that's going to get you a date. And that's going to get you another date and another date. And next thing you know, you have a choice.
Okay.
I know it's kind of challenging. Come on, step outside the box. There's more room. Okay? You know a Darby or a D name? D Bright? Darby, D Bright? D something name? D Angelo, D Smith?
Huh, no, not that I know of. I don't really know that many people.
Okay, well, sorry to change the subject. Do you happen to know of any D-somethings that are on the other side? He used to chew that snuff or something. They put that pouch in his mouth instead of smoking cigarettes. But he's passed on. He doesn't have skin anymore.
Huh.
With a D.
No, my father always comes to me here in spirit, the man that raised me. His name is Harold.
I don't know. I'm seeing this man more and more, so you must have forgotten. Because now I see him. He used to smoke cigars. And for some reason, I feel like he was poor, but it made him feel very rich whenever he got one of these cigars.
Oh, his name is Daisy. It's his nickname.
Thank you for coming in. Okay, thank you.
His name is David,
He said, I'm bringing you somebody. And girl, he's a hoot. Oh my God, thank you. He has such wonderful vibration. He feels like a joker, the joker of the party, or, you know, something like that.
Mm-hmm. He was my grandmother's boyfriend.
Ah, well, talk to him. He said we're working on it. We're working on it. You stubborn.
Okay. That's funny.
He's stubborn. He says, oh, she's stubborn sometimes. She has to have her way. And that ain't right. That just ain't right. Sometimes you got to let go. Let go, and he's going to come around. Oh, my goodness, he is so funny. Yes, yeah, so listen to him. Talk to him and Dad, you know.
Oh, that's funny. All right.
Oh,
well, Tasha, yeah, you have a good evening.
Thank you, thank you. You
and
will
bless
too now.
You.
Bless
you.
Your heart, sweetheart. I love you.
Thank
have a great day.
I love you too.
Okay, dear. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Okay, Alice. It's Alice, right? Yeah. It's your turn, Alice.
Hi, how are you?
I am wonderful. How are you?
I'm good. I'm so glad I found your show.
Me too. See, your vibration just lifts us up to keep me going. And we've got a whole 15 minutes left for you. Oops, almost 15 minutes. So go ahead and tell me your question, my dear.
Okay, what I'd like to know, I work for a man of a family business, and the owner, he lives in England, and we're very close. It's like a father-daughter relationship. And I don't know, I'm getting the strangest vibe going on, and I don't know if I'm just being overly sensitive. I work with his son here in America, and his son has been really testy with me lately. We were once close, but he's all of a sudden changed. So I'm getting a bad vibe. I feel as if the son is talking to the father negatively about me, but I don't know why I'm going there, if I'm overreacting or what.
You are overreacting a little bit because you've already made up stories in your head. However, that the son, he's just going through some changes in life. You know, we all go through things as we get older. Everything changes. You have a new ache here. You have a new thought about the ache. And then you have a new thought about the ache. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he, too, is just making up stories in his head right now. In addition to, there's something, well, I can't tell too much in his business, something recently happened to him to make him think about life differently. Therefore, you are the rub off. Wait, is that what I mean? How do I say this? You're the brunt. You're getting the brunt of his negative energy right now. because you're strong enough to handle it. So
I
just
totally
keep saying,
get
woo, 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 it's going to be okay. I love you. Come, let's go play checkers. Yeah, come on. You just sweat around. We're going to go to the park and play checkers or whatever. You know, just but just keep rolling. Don't let it affect you or it will affect you, okay?
Yeah, you know what? That's so true. And thank you for saying that because I was so worried about my relationship with his dad. And I'm glad that I was just overreacting and making stuff up in my mind about that. But you're so on target with this son. He has a habit of if something is going negatively in his life, he kind of, like, takes it out on me. And I've had a conversation with him telling him that's not okay. And it's like, I feel it's almost like he doesn't have, he would once be able to talk to me, but he recently got married, and I think that's the change you were talking about. But it is a weird situation, though, marriage. And it's just a weird thing. And I think he may not have been happy with that decision, but he isn't telling anybody about it. And so that I think that might be the change, but it's so, I don't know if he's going to be able to take it.
Some more of that what you just did, do that. Especially like when you're in the shower, you know, the beads are hitting your face and nobody can really hear you. Just get it out. Get it out. You know, you're like regurgitating black junk. Get it out, really. And then your homework, this is your homework for the week. And then after you go, and you get the black junk out, I want you to go do something for yourself as a treat, okay? Instantly, when you think of him from now on, I just want you just to cancel, whatever negative thought you just had, and replace it instantly with a positive picture or something you guys did, you know, 10 years ago, you went on a merry-go-round together, and you got sick together, and he held your hair, or something funny, you know? Just instantly replace it, and then immediately go do something good for yourself. Because you were good.
Oh.
You replace that thought instantly, and eventually it'll go away. Eventually you're not going to think about it anymore, and he's going to be like, I'm treating her like crap, and she's happy. I don't want her to be happy. And then you're going to rub off on him, and he'd be like, oh, I'm sorry. I did treat you like poo poo. I'm sorry. Can we go eat? I'll take you to your favorite restaurant. Come on, let's go. And it's going to be squashed and life's going to go on. But now, having said that, I see somebody new coming in. Are you looking for a man?
I have been. I'm not. I want to bring that in. That's been a huge
focus. Okay, good. Well, you are.
Yeah.
Once you let him this go and your guys' friends, like brother and sister again, he's going to just see you guys having fun at the park, and you're going to be like, hey, come on over, play checkers with us. And he'd be like, me? Yeah, you. Come over here, sit your butt down. So, what do you do? I'm so-and-so, this is so-and-so, what's your name? Yeah, what do you do? Oh, no, you move my red. I'm red. You're supposed to be black. And then you move, you know, play games. Just have fun. Just have fun. Invite men into your space, and they will come.
I
see one at the park right now, some park-type environment. People are walking their dogs. The kids are playing whatever they're playing. And, you know, you guys are sitting there playing chess, checkers, whatever. You know, come on over. Sit down. You want to play? He's next. Okay, winner takes him. Okay, cool. Okay. So what do you do? What's your name? Blah, 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 blah. Next thing you know, you're happy. You're dating. Things are looking up because your head's all cleared. It's no longer focused on this. It's focused on being outside the box. There's more room outside.
Oh, good. I haven't had a date in so long. That's like the best news I've had in like months.
But do you see that's because your energy is changing? As long as you change the energy, your energy will change. Other people will see your bright energy through their spirit. They'll see your spirit energy light bulb is really bright and glistening, and they're going to be attracted to it. But if you're sitting around, oh, I want a man, and you're not changing yourself and your own spirit to want a man, we're only going to get where we are right now.
That
wherever, you are in life right now, that's all you're going to attract to you.
Ooh.
Let's turn them high beams on, girl. Forget him. Just keep on treating him like the brother that he is to you. Hug, hug, kiss, kiss. I made your favorite, you know, Brussels sprouts and sauerkraut. Here, have some. I got your favorite ale. And let's put on a movie. Come on. He's going to be a little sourpuss, but he'll slither in there eventually. And then next thing you know, it'll be like nothing ever was different.
Okay. Okay.
I'm on the seat.
I'm so glad I called because that clears everything up. And just the talking about the energy and doing the good things for myself, it's so on point because I've been having those thoughts. Like, I just need to spend time with myself and just be better and lift the energies up. So I'm glad that the way that you said it just made it more clear. And so now I kind of, it gave me like action. So I'm like, oh, this is what I need to do. So that was awesome.
You've got homework, young lady.
Homework.
You got
homework.
I know it's going to be easier from now on. It's going to be easier. Just let go.
I will. Oh, that was awesome. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Love yourself and have an awesome evening.
I will. You too. Bye.
Okay, dear. Bye-bye. Okay. Oh, my gosh. I am so revved up. Let's hear something good. What do we want to hear now? Getting used to the board, folks. Hang on. Oh, that sounds good. I can use a little more empowerment. Let's hear that.
Cultivate your spirituality with visionary practices of a higher nature in your own home and at your own pace. Empower You Metaphysical Academy. Yusui Reiki, Amadeus Shamanic Healing, Karuna Reiki, Celtic Reiki, and many more energy attunements and modalities available. Learn in the privacy of your own home. Attunements and energy activations offered via telephone with downloadable certifications. Very affordable, very accessible, and very interesting. Go to empoweruacademy.org. That's empoweruacademy.org.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I know more about cooking dinner for a party of 12 than about packing a lunch for a 12-year-old. I know kids like things like fish sticks. Filets, I get, but sticks? Maybe we can just compromise on mac and cheese. Can you make that with Brie?
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
And I want to end this on a very loving, warming, high vibration, spiritual note. And I thank each and every one of you for having the courage, the spirit, the depth to even call in and try to help yourself, which, of course, in turn helps me, because in giving a reading, my energies rise as well. This is Tasha with the Angels Network. Love yourself and do have a great day.
You're listening to the Angels Network with Tasha Harris on Greater Good Ministries Radio. And now, back to the program.